Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening to the weekday podcast. We desire to get the Word of God into your ears, hearts, and minds so that it transforms you into the likeness of Christ. When I'm feeling down or discouraged, the words on the pages of the Bible are a true source of encouragement and pause in my life. I find when I start reading the Bible, I don't want to put it down. Even though these podcasts are a few scripture verses, I pray they cause you to hunger more, to read it, study it, apply it, and allow it to change your heart and attitude. On the weekends, you will more than likely find me on Interstate 85, driving back and forth to South Carolina to visit my family in the upstate. This season brings celebrations, holidays, and loads of fun with family. Driving back from South Carolina on I-85 South, right after exit 160, there is a beautiful tree right smack in the middle of two very busy sides of highway. It catches my eye every time, and no matter how many times I've seen it, each time is like the first time. As my car is traveling, at the appropriate speed, I might add, down the road, my eyes can't help but stare, safely, of course, at this beautiful tree. It's huge. It covers almost the width of the median in the center of the highway. I feel my shoulders drop, my gaze shift, and my heart full of hope. How could a tree planted in the middle of a busy highway bring me that much hope? Well, it reminds me every time I pass it that in the middle of my busy, my sometimes feeling of out of control, God sees me. If I look up and watch, He is moving. He does care. The book of Colossians gives great context of instructions for living, or life in the home and holy living. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 is one of my favorites. This is what it says. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Devote means to give all or a large part of one's time to. Paul here is urging the people to devote themselves, to give all that they have, to prayer. But not just pray, be watchful. Or look up, be thankful, or look around. Are you watching around you for the movement of God? I can assure you He is moving. Or are we so occupied with the busy that we forget to look up? Now that I have driven this route many times on I-85, I anticipate when my tree is coming. I know it's just around the corner after I pass Commerce. I know the curve in the road and the small little hill I go up right before I see it. One day, I was turning the channel of my radio, and before I knew it, I missed seeing my tree. I was so disappointed because it makes me stop and think and look up to view its beauty. How many times have you missed something beautiful that God was doing because you were focused on something else? What if you and I devote ourselves to prayer and know that we can watch and see what God will do? And because of what He does in His will, we can be thankful. God, I pray for every person that is listening at this moment. I pray they stand firm in all of Your will and be mature and fully assured of their faith. I pray they look up, are watchful at what You are doing in and around them, and are thankful for Your every movement in their lives. Will You help us all to devote ourselves to prayer, to focus more on You, and be thankful for who You are and what You are doing to bring glory to Your name?
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.